happy to just be with you.
Sometimes.
Okay. Right now in this moment, which is surprising.
Very much. Okay, so let's... I'm shaking it off. I'm shaking off the rust. Let's go. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I have no idea if that syncs. I have no idea.
It sounded like it.
Okay, but it's, hey, buddy, we're back.
Hello, we're back.
YCO is back. It's been a long-ass time. Hi, everybody. This is Jason Houle from the podcast you should check out. I'm the co-host, and with me, as always, is...
Catherine Ram. Hello.
Hi, Catherine Ram.
Hi, Jason Houle.
So, yeah, it's the elephant in the room. It's been 7 months, several months break. The last episode, which we just released the day we're recording this, October 19th, was recorded early March.
Yeah, literally March 2nd.
Oh my God, basically February.
Yeah. Might as well have been February.
And then just poof, life got in the way.
Mm-hmm.
As it always does. So now we're going to do a bit of a catch up. Kat, where the fuck have you been?
I have been stressing out about finding a place to live again.
It's been your whole month of chaos and living.
Yes, exactly. So like I knew we had to be out of our place that we like moved into last year by June. Mm. And I started looking early because I was like, I'm going to have a plan. I'm going to prepare. I want to know exactly where we're going. So if we have to get rid of half our stuff, we have time to do that. And as it always happens, when you try to prepare and you try to be on top of things, life throws you curveballs. So we were not finding any places to live. It was very hard. And then literally less than 3 weeks before we were supposed to move out of the house that we were living in, we signed for a place. And we had to pack up our entire house and move it into a two-bedroom apartment. So that's fun.
It's like you're living the life of a divorcee, but you kept the partner.
Yeah, I kept the man.
I think that's the worst deal ever.
Yeah. I should have packed him up and then donated him.
But you have a great apartment now.
Yeah. I'm very, honestly, with how chaotic and how stressed and all of the things that were getting in the way and how I felt earlier this year, it has turned out much better than I expected, especially like going down to the wire. I was like, we're just gonna live in the basement. And like, no shame to anybody who does live in a basement. It's just like, I have too many things to live in a basement. Me and my partner need space from each other. Like we need to be able we need to have walls and doors in between us. God
like
bless.
To live with Kat, you need to live like the Minotaur lives in like the Greek fable. Like you need, you're a labyrinth girl.
Yeah. We definitely need a confusing maze in between us at some times because we can't be looking at each other all the time. We can't be in and around each other's space all the friggin' time. God bless
people
who can.
I've never, ever been in. I now that I'm coming up on 30, I'm now facing the dark face of like, oh fuck! I'm the bachelor uncle probably. I'm gonna be. Yeah, it never happened for Jason. He always just liked his things. But no, I've never been in a long term relationship ever. And stupid. I've always had like whirlwind short romances that always like it's great, but it just ends. But I'm such an isolated guy. I am such a private little hermit that I can't imagine seeing anyone that much.
Yeah. It's honestly, it's a little, especially like you've been living by yourself now since 2020. When the change happens, it's going to be crazy for you.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's not going to be easy. I mean, it's not easy for anybody who was like used to living with other people. It's a lot of work, but that's why the doors and the walls help.
Oh my God. I love it. Oh yeah.
So everything's good. I'm in a better place than I was because I'm feeling more secured and it's like we don't have a timeline that we have to leave in this place. So no ticking clock except the one I always have, my biological one. How about you, Jason?
Things have been very good. First, before I start, I want everyone to say hello again to my cat, Seymour. He's sitting next to me on the couch. I'm going to put my microphone on his face. He's a very silent cat, but I'm going to see what happens.
I will let the audience know because this is an audio medium. He was doing nothing. He just looked down.
Oh yeah, the Seymour was, but I was really getting in there. But no, I've had a very, very different but very busy 6 months. I got into stand up comedy finally.
Yay!
So I have June is when I started, because that's what's funny. Even like I started comedy like 3 months after we last recorded too. So even then, but I do stand up comedy now. It's been amazing. So, but it's been very, very busy, and it's fucking drained all my money. Because there's a few things that have like kind of odd timing. One, before I got my job at Pornhub, I was literally coming to terms with the fact that I was that I had a porn addiction, and then I got a job at Pornhub, so I was like, fucking cool. And then, of course, my ever-looming alcoholism is always in my face, but then I got into a hobby where I'm at a bar 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great. It's been a big party month. My face has been very bloated for a long time, but it's been amazing. I've had a great time.
Good. I've seen some of your bits, and I've been very jealous that I haven't been able to be there and see you in person, which is what I want most in the world.
I'm going to start exploring, because that's the thing, like moving to Montreal, 99% of the people I know are in Toronto, but I don't know any comedians in Toronto. So I'm going to try to make connections in Toronto so I can do a Toronto show, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be great. Other than that, that's been my whole life.
Amazing. You squinted at me like I was supposed to know something about your own life.
No, did you get, I'm in an oversharey mood. So did you get my message about the dream I had last night?
I did. I thought I acknowledged it, and then I realized I answered the first part of your text. Sorry.
I had a weird dream last night. And like, you ever have those dreams where you're like, I don't want to know what that means? Or like, why the fuck did I dream that? I had a dream last night that like my ex-girlfriend called me to say that she got married, that she has a husband, and that he's autistic.
Mm.
And then she said, what do you think about that? And I said, congratulations, I guess.
She man on the streeted you in your dream?
Yeah, I dated Billy Eichner. But I don't know, I literally just been, this is, I don't know what to say. It's been so long since I podcasted. I'm just like, talk about my weird dream. That's what people like. That's what people like to hear.
Guys, if anyone wants to psychoanalyze Jason's dream for him, go ahead and do that. And then I'm sure he'd love a DM.
For real, I dream about roller coasters all the time.
Whoa.
I don't know what that means. Like, sometimes I fear, like, I'll go back home to, like, I dream about roller coasters all the time, and then I'll go back home during Christmas, and I'll go in my mom's attic, and I'll find, like, a picture of me as a kid at Wonderland with a brother I don't remember. And it's like, who is this? It's like, oh, we lost Charlie to the vortex. It's like, oh, he
flew off the behemoth. Yeah. Well, it's almost Christmas time, so when you go home, find out.
I want to get to the bottom of this. Like, why do I dream about roller coasters? It's like all the time.
Now I want to look this up for you, but maybe we should save a whole episode. Maybe you should. I think you should keep a dream journal, and I think we should just do one whole episode of us. Psychoanalyzing your dreams.
I think we really could. I think because the key to this reboot of YCO of You Should Check Out is how can we make this easier for ourselves. We have an episode coming out. The next episode that will be posted is a cop out, but it's gonna be great. But it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be entertaining.
It's literally just us wanting to talk about a thing we both like.
Yeah, and just like, oh, we just not research.
Yeah, that's it. Stay tuned for all of our random likes. And then let's get into the topics.
Let's get into the topics.
Okay, Jason.
Okay.
I originally wanted to talk about a broader topic, the broad topic of freak shows.
Oh, sick. Okay.
But the problem with that is that it's too broad a topic. And then I kind of just, there was like too much information and I kind of just ended up listing, I was just going to end up like listing a bunch of the top 25 or whatever freak show acts.
Mm-hmm.
So in my research, I came across like a specific example, but if anyone doesn't know what freak shows are, think of like, literally think of American Horror Story freak show. It's
what? Why would they know? Why would they know what that is, but not what a freak show is?
You're right. Why would I say that? So
that reminds me of one time, a guy I worked with at Freshco, he was trying to talk to me about Alien. Remember like the Xenomorph Alien? He's like, hey, you know Alien from Alien versus Predator? It's like, what? Continue.
So freak shows were a specific kind of like traveling show / circus. People equate, I think, circuses and freak shows when they're not really exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. So freak shows were made popular in countries where the governments don't have like the resources to care for a lot of the people who perform at freak shows.
Yeah.
P.T. Barnum, I don't know. Have you heard of him?
I do know P.T. Barnum.
Yeah, so P.T. Barnum was like this like show business guy, and he exploited a lot of like disabled and outcasted people for their like weird talents or whatever. He had one of like the biggest kind of freak shows / circuses / like just shows in general. I was going to go into him, but I didn't want to talk about him. He's a garbage person. But one of the things I found funny was he was quoted as saying, there's a sucker born every minute.
Yeah, I love that saying.
Yeah, so if that doesn't tell you everything that you need to know about P.T. Barnum, I don't know what will. Yeah, so freak shows were popular at a time where, like, warfare made people less empathetic to, like, abnormalities, and they saw those things as, like, a point of interest. In, like, the 1500s to, like, kind of 1800s, and I mean even when all of that stuff was happening, lots of people believed that people who were disabled or had these weird talents or any sort of abnormalities were evil. So they would go and hunt them down because they thought that that's what the Lord wanted them to do. So a lot of these people, because they were outcasted from society, they found kind of safe havens in things like the traveling shows and freak shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They were popular in the late 1500s in Europe. There's one thing I found out, which I will warn you, is if anyone is bothered by or like squeamish by things, this is a trigger warning. Maybe go ahead 30 to 40 seconds. Have you ever heard of pickled punks?
Pickled punks?
Yeah.
Well, no. I don't know. What are pickled punks?
So pickled punks, Jason, are human fetuses preserved in glass jars.
Whoa! Those are, speaking of American Horror Story, I've only seen the first two seasons. In the first season of, remember the first season of American Horror Story? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Remember the mom, didn't the mom have like a, what did the mom lock the daughter in? Remember the mom had the daughter with Down syndrome and she locked her in a, oh no, that was mirrors. I was thinking of a 4chan post. Never mind.
I don't think she locked her in anything. Or, like, she locked her in a room. I was, like,
She locked her in the closet with the mirrors.
Oh, God.
So she's like, look at yourself.
Oh, God.
Pickled punks.
Yeah, they're called pickled punks. And the preservation of these things were a close-kept secret, and only a few people knew about them, which, great. You can gatekeep that. No one needs to know. There was a Danish king by the name of King Frederick II who was an avid collector of pickled punks. He loved them.
They're like his bionicles. Yeah. Men of all, I say this all the time, men are so consistent with like their oddities and their hobbies. Mm-hmm. We're like, kind of like in House of the Dragon when King Viserys has like his little model city.
Yep.
Every man will find something to collect.
Yeah. They start like young and then they take it on. It becomes their whole thing.
That's probably what I would be. If I was an old king, I would.
I mean, you have the resources. So he had a big collection, and then this collection even got passed down to like future kings to the point where the entire collection was now like several thousands jars of pickled punks.
No, it's just like Pickle Punks really does sound like a Namco branded idea. Like, we'll call them Pickle Punks.
Yeah, it's like a cutesy little idea for like tiny little gherkins, or a like fake band name in like a Disney teen movie. Disney tween movie where the girl is falling in love with like the main guy who's like a rock star. And he's in the
Pickle Punks. Pickled Punks. And if this was played by, if this was in like 2006, it would be, who's the guy that plays Dahmer? Speaking of American Horror Story, who's the
Evan Peters.
Evan Peters would be the lead singer of the Pickle Punks.
He would. He would. In his like very Bieber-like swoop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's some things about freak shows. I then found this person named Matthias Buchinger. Buchinger, I think. He goes was titled either the little man from Nuremberg or the greatest German living.
What? What?
So Matthias, he was born without legs or feet.
Oh.
He had partial arms. He had no hands. One of the things I read, it was described that he had like fin like things coming out of the stubs of his arms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like little flappers.
Kind of like little flappers. Like there was something there, but they weren't legit fingers.
I'm literally just picturing a platypus.
I don't think it's that far off. So partial arms, no hands, and he was only 29 inches tall.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So the cool thing about him, so you would think this description, you'd be like, couldn't do anything. No. He did magic tricks with cups and balls, manipulated dice and cards. He loaded and fired guns, played flutes, bagpipes, a dulcimer, and trumpet, and he invented his own instruments, apparently. He bowled trick shots with a skittle ball through a maze of candles and wine glasses, donned Highland dress, and danced a home pipe. I can't even read my own writing. Donned a home pipe on his leather-clad stumps.
What's a horned pipe?
I don't know. A horned pipe.
A horned pipe?
Yeah.
Is it like smoke? Because that's not that fun to watch. Let's just watch this man smoke. He shouldn't be able to, but he does.
Hold on, let's look up what a
is there. This isn't a pickle punk. This is his own guy.
No, this is a very specific. Oh, a hornpipe is an instrument. It's a wood.
Okay. Is there an image of him? When was this? When was this guy?
He was alive from 1674 to 1739.
Oh, okay. So probably no pictures, but is there like drawings?
Yeah, there's lots of drawings. And that's actually one of the things is like, because he was this big performer and he traveled all over Europe, I'm sending you the best photo of him. Okay,
let me see.
Because he was traveling all over the place, this one particular guy, like people were obsessed with him. Like he was very popular.
Clicking.
Doesn't he? He's just like a little lad. He's so. I love this like little drawing. He looks like a little shrunken Napoleon. The way that
Not at all what I expect. He looks like a little cheeky royal man.
Yeah, that's exactly what he looks like. So,
If you look at his left arm, it looks like his hand. It looks like a little. It looks like a little penis in balls.
It does. You're right. It does. I hope that you choose this photo to put up. And, like, do you see his little mustache?
That's all I see is his little mustache. Yeah, it's this little we'll post a picture of it. It's just this little regal portrait of just this man with the tiny little, like, what do you call that mustache?
Like a pencil mustache? Like a, what's his name? The John Waters mustache.
Yeah, I got you.
You knew. There's another photo. There's like drawings that someone did of him in like little vignette style. So I'm going to send you that as well, which is very funny. It's like him. It's just little drawings of him writing, little drawings of him charging a gun. So just like little vignette style. It's so funny. Like a little collage of all the things that he can do.
This is horseshit. They're all the same picture. It's just what? There's not pictures of him. It's the same picture of him mirror flipped 10 times with different things in front of him.
And this different guy sucks. Hats and outfits. Oh, no. I think it's the same.
There's one of them he doesn't have a hat on.
Yeah.
It's bold to claim that these are different pictures.
I know.
it's pictured the exact same photo, but you know when you hit on your camera, you can edit photos to flip it. It's just that multiple times with just like a different thing in front of them.
So not only was he a magician and a performer and a musician, he was also an artist. So he made some figures inside of bottles. So, like, I don't think they were, I think they were like little scenes. I don't think they were necessarily all like ships and bottles, but he did that. And then he also did some like calligraphy and some actual art. And the cool thing about his stuff is, like, it was very detailed. When you, like, zoom in on, like, a strand of hair on the drawing, you would see that the strand of hair was made up of, like, Bible verses.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was one of those things. So it wasn't just a line. He would, like, write so small.
The art is really cool. These drawings, they look like every... When I was, like, 16 years old and I was really into, like, DIY folk punk, all of these drawings, they look like they could be, like, a Neutral Milk Hotel drawing cover, album cover.
Yeah.
It's very hip. All these
things. Yeah, I like the style of these.
To be honest, most of these things I can't do.
Shaves himself.
grinds corn to flour.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. Plays on a dulcimer, charges a gun.
Yeah. I know. So, like, this is the cool thing is that not only is he doing all of this stuff, like, if one person who didn't have any of the things that he has did all of this stuff, they would be like, wow, an everyman. But the fact that he doesn't have fucking hands, dude, makes it 10 times more impressive. Well, especially the art thing.
This reminds me, because I'm a really big fan of fighting games, you know? And,
yes, I know.
You know. And so I'm a big fan of fighting games and all this. There's a pretty famous Street Fighter player. His name is Broly Legs. And he's actually like, don't you laugh. Cat sense the irony in his name. I'll tell you, well, that his name should have been Broly Arms and Legs because he's this guy. He's a fighting game player. Really good Chun-Li player, specifically in Street Fighter. But he's this guy. He has no real arms or legs, just built kind of like this guy, and he plays fighting games with his mouth. Like he,
whoa,
like he has like the controller in his mouth that he kind of like controls, like he chews
that's
on it.
That's so sick,
and he's so good. Yeah, Broly Legs, that's, check him out.
That's really cool. I saw someone on TikTok who was doing that, like putting on makeup, and he like looked snatched.
Wait,
like
I don't know
no year,
white huh? man. What does snatch mean? How can I appropriate this new term? Oh my god, in 2 and 4 weeks, Kat, you're never going to want to say snatched again. Because it's going to catch on like fucking, what's his name? Brendan Schaub's going to be like, yo, it's pretty snatched, right? And then it's going to be done.
Snatched is just like looking like pretty.
Oh, I can't wait to
pretty hot.
That. Snatched. Like, hey, what's up, fellas? I'm snatched.
You should, the next time you do a gig, you should say hello to everybody and be like, what's up, everybody? All of you are looking snatched.
And just watch. And then just... in the same order that like that the language originates, all the black women will leave, followed by the black men, followed by the black women will leave, then the gay black men will leave, then the white women will leave, and then I'll hang out with the bros.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll do it.
I'm
going to fucking do it.
I know. I believe you. So, yeah. So, what was the last thing I said? Yeah, his calligraphy was so small. And, like, the cool thing is, you saw the drawing of him. He has no fingers. So, I read a thing as well that he was balancing, like, the quill on calluses that he'd formed on his arm stubs.
His little stubbies?
His little stubbies. Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's pretty nuts. Well, granted, I am a Broly fan. I'm a Broly Legs fan. What's this guy's name?
Matthias.
When Matthias fucking plays Street Fighter, then call me.
You're right. Yeah. So the last thing I will say, it's so small that you would need a magnifying glass to see like the script in the detail. Yeah.
I thought you were going to make a pee-pee joke.
No. Oh, I'm getting there.
Oh no. If he has a hog, I'm going to be pissed.
So he outlived 3 wives and fathered 14 children.
No way!
Yeah. And besides that, not much is known about his private life, except that he is rumored to have had children by as many as 70 mistresses.
Oh my god, he fucks.
He fucks, so... Absolutely fucks.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It said, one of the things I read, it said, for extra pizzazz, Buckinger signed his work upside down and mirror reversed and added born without hands or feet to all of his like art signatures. And then he also added a date, a location, and a personalization to his patron. The only thing that he left out is his state of mind at the time.
So, like, when he would draw something?
Yeah, like, when he would produce any of his, like, visual art. You know how artists sign their shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So he was putting Matthias Buckinger, born without hands or feet. Like, never forget, ladies and gentlemen. And then that's another thing that's so funny about this guy is apparently he was, like, kind of, like, arrogant, or he would just be like, I'm the best. Do you see all the shit I do? And I have no hands and feet. Hello? Yeah.
I would love, if I was medium good at painting back then, I'd do the exact same.
Yeah.
Like, Elias John Veldsmith, born without eyes and hands. Mm-hmm.
So he, what's it called? His parent, like when he was born and then up until like his, around he was 20, his parents concealed him as much as possible because they were afraid that he was going to get like ostracized and friggin' killed, because that's when people were going around and being like, demon! And then killing people with deformities. And then around when he was 20, he started showing up in like fairground attractions and performing artistic acts with his stumps in Leipzig, Strasbourg, and Basel. The public really liked him. Even people with titles really liked him, and even royalty liked him. He once performed for 7-year-old King Louis the 15th, and he had ballads and poems written about him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of his hog.
Yes. Because sometimes it's kind of funny. Certain celebrities, just through word of mouth, like they're big dicks. Their legacy carries on. Rasputin had a massive penis.
Yes.
Charlie Chaplin had a big dick. Andy Rooney had a big dick.
I didn't hear that Charlie Chaplin had a big dick.
Famously big. Famously really? Big. Yep. Mm. It was known. It was like jokingly called like the eighth wonder of the world or something.
Amazing. So his womanizing ways were so widespread that in the 1780s, the term Buckinger's boot existed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Not Andy Rooney. Mickey Rooney. Andy Rooney was the guy from 60 Minutes. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm so sorry to cut you off. I can't have anyone listen to this podcast and think Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes had a huge penis.
I thought Andy Rooney is a comedian.
No, Andy Rooney was the old man who was just like, no, what I don't understand today.
Oh, who am I thinking of? Andy, not Richter, the one with glasses and curly hair.
Samberg?
No.
No?
As if I would forget Andy Samberg's name. I can't remember this guy's name. Okay, so sorry, what was I saying? Oh, his womanizing ways were so widespread that in the 1780s, the term Buckinger's boot existed in England as a euphemism for vagina, because the only limb he had was his penis. Ooh. Okay, so he had 3 wives, 14 children. I think his 4th wife was the one he didn't outlive. So there's, like I said,
they all died.
Yeah, like they all died before he did.
I wonder if they died in childbirth or I would hate, they stubbed their toe and the fucking doctor cut their head off.
Well, because he, yeah, let's see how old he was, because I didn't do this math. Hold on one second.
1674 minus 1739.
He was 65 years old? Was Holy that true? Shit. Hold on. Did I do that math right? Yeah, 65? Bro, that's a lifetime. That's 3 lifetimes in Europe.
No, but back then, it's like I said, like you step your toe and they're like, well, we need to remove your brain so your toe has room to heal.
So, one of the only things known about his private life was that he had an encounter with his 4th wife, who apparently beat him. Oh. And this encounter, I know, terrible. This encounter was brought to account by a servant who saw the whole thing or whatever. So this is what the servant said. He flew at her with such force that he threw her down and getting upon her belly and breast and did so beat her with his stumps that he almost killed her.
What?
That he almost killed her.
That lady sucks in multiple ways.
Threatening to beat her in the same manner if she ever did so anymore. And then became after a very dutiful and loving wife.
Oh, there's so much to unpack in that fucking story. I have no idea how to feel about that.
So, like, apparently she beat him, and one day he was like, enough, and then threw her down, and then beat her the same way that she beat him, And he was like, you stop that. And then after she was, she never did it ever again. And she was fully devoted to him until he died.
Oh my God. That's so, so wild and complex.
I know. This guy is wild.
Imagine, like, but like, it sucks that you're going to beat your quadriplegic disabled. No, well, it's not quadriplegic if he can still move. He just doesn't quadra amputated.
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't really your husband has no limbs and you're going to beat him up. You suck. You can't take him. You are a loser. Like, you got disarmed by a man with no arms.
Also, he is probably providing all the money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, you know that this guy fucks. The fact that he chose to stay with you.
I bet she was frumpy. I bet she stunk.
She's dirty as hell. But, like, good for him. He stood up for himself. And then the last piece of information I have on him is that he died in Cork, Ireland.
Cork.
Other than that, that's pretty much it. People really liked him. There's a book that came out about him, I think, called The Greatest German Living. Or, hold on. There's like a New York Times article. There's a guy named Ricky J who is obsessed with him. He like collects every kind of piece of art and whatever.
I can't believe I never heard about this guy. He sounds so
cool. Yeah, that Matthias Buckinger did any of his calligraphy and stuff. And there's been like multiple books and stuff. Yeah, it was really cool to like find him because when I was looking into freak shows, a lot of the stories were super sad. Like, there was a topic that I wanted to do a long, long time ago about someone named Sarah Bartman, and maybe I will.
That name sounds funny. Well, like, I'm a big, like, you ever see the David Lynch's The Elephant Man or follow John Merrick at all?
I know only about The Elephant Man because of jokes.
Oh, okay, like, yeah.
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, okay, well, the movie's amazing, but the Elephant's always been fascinating. But no, it's with like circus attractions back then. No, it's something that's so funny for me. I think it's such a funny image.
What?
Just seeing like the attractions of like the world's fattest man from like 150 years ago, and it's just a guy now. Mm-hmm. It's literally like because we are so spoiled with my 600-pound life. We're like they have no idea. They have no idea what's going to happen.
I know. When I was looking into these things, I was like, some of them were, speaking of penises. One of the acts that I came upon was this guy who had three legs. Okay. So two regular legs on the front and then on the side, another leg.
Oh my God.
And then in between each set of legs, one pair of working genitals.
What the fuck? That's so cool.
It's very cool.
Imagine fucking thrice.
Exactly. And then I didn't love... Oh, his name was Frank Lentini.
Frank Lentini.
Let me show you a photo of him, Jason. Yeah, and the thing I was reading about him, they were like, oh, his wife must be a happy lady. I was like, okay.
No, she's not.
But he had four children with her, so...
Oh my God.
People were people were like, which one do you use? And he was like, I'll never tell.
What the? This guy's so cool.
I know.
Okay, it's a little bit creepy because you showed me a child photo of him. And I'm like, where is the child's penis?
I can show you the adult version of him.
Please do. Whoa, he looks so cool.
I know. So like a lot of the famous kind of acts throughout history all have very kind of like sad stories, and I didn't want to, not that I didn't want to make jokes necessarily, it was just like there were no good parts in a lot of these stories.
Yeah, they are a bummer. And it's like because what is it, like The Elephant Man, based on David Lynch, I think it's based off a book. Let me get the quote, because it's a very good quote about kind of like what the core problem of The Elephant Man is. One second.
Yeah. In the meantime, I will tell you, like, so I mentioned Sarah Bartman. She was a topic I wanted to do, but again, too sad. Sarah Bartman was a woman from South Africa from 1815. And
did you actually tell me? Was this from the unaired lost episode of YCO?
No. This was just a topic I had, like, Ian had brought up to me a couple of,
This was your first, like, ever topic.
No, my first ever topic was...
from Unaired, because you Black did twerking. Mambas.
Oh, remember I there was the
episode that we lost or something?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I swear, is the woman with the...
Oh, maybe
the,
I mentioned her.
I swear, because the woman with the big, big butt.
Yeah, I think I mentioned her then. But yeah, so like Sarah Bartman was taken from Africa, paraded all over Europe because like her big attribute was that she had a big butt. Mm-hmm. And people would come from far and wide kind of to ogle her and touch her and stuff. So that was upsetting. There was Jason. The reason why I got into this topic is I was like scrolling on TikTok and then I found this girl and they referred to her as the camel girl.
I've seen the camel girl.
Have you?
I have.
So she has a disorder or whatever.
There's a couple out there.
Is there?
I've seen like camel boys.
Whoa. Okay. So I have never seen kind of this thing, but the one I'm referring to, her name is Ella Harper. And she has a disorder where her knees, instead of bending forward, they bend backwards. So it was more comfortable for her to be on all fours.
Yeah. Yes.
So I saw that and then I looked into her story and it was not like the saddest thing. She kind of like girl bossed her way into freak shows and was like, this is what I want to do to make money. And then she like retired quickly and then married a nice teacher and then died a happy, quiet life. Yeah. So like, that's nice. But there wasn't enough of her story as there was like Matthias.
A quick aside back to Sarah Bartman.
Yes.
Because this reminded me of it. This is going to be a very wild departure. I started rewatching My Name is Earl. Remember My Name is Earl?
Yeah.
I started rewatching, and that is done in 2005, and it's such an insane perfect time capsule of 2005 in terms of like the type of comedy, especially the types of like gay comedy, like gay panic kind of jokes. But in it, there's a body, there's a of like beauty standards. There's this bit where there's like a thick black woman. She's like beautiful, and like today is literally the 10 out of 10 because she's got like big butt, big hips, big boobs. It's like very curvy, beautiful woman. But in the show, she's gross.
Yeah.
And because one of the female leads, I can't remember her name, it's a Mexican lady, and she's like at the time, 2005, completely Victoria's Secret, rail thin body. And then the joke is like, see, you know, this is what's good, right? And then they point at just like this thick girl and they're like, ew, thick. And I was like, 2005, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like a joke where it's just like a lot where it's like, oh, she's a big butt. Ew.
Yeah. So many. That's one of the things that like Molly and I talk about when we're rewatching old rom-coms is the jokes where it's like if the girl is eating a sandwich instead of a salad at lunch, they're like, oh, my God, that's going to go straight to your butt.
I know.
And them being like, oh, no. Like it could be having a big butt and just like demonizing women with big butts, and then all of a sudden now it's like the fashion. It's so like beauty standards and fashion are so fucking funny.
I know,
in the sense of like they're so stupid and like not real.
Yeah, that's just why like especially that's why I like my name is Ro, because it was just so 2005. It was like it was really funny.
Yeah,
but continue.
No. That's pretty much it for my topic. I brought up a couple of things. So the things that you should check out Matthias Buckinger's work, his little portraits and stuff of him, because they're quite cute. And I like the style. And there is a magician who is a Canadian magician who kind of has the same, he kind of looks like Matthias, but he's a Canadian magician and his name is Mandy Gilbert.
Mandy Gilbert.
So he does all of this stuff with the same kind of, like, I guess, impediments that you would say that Matthias has. But I've seen some stuff of his. It's pretty cool.
So real quick before we wrap up, I got the quote for the Elephant Man. It's like the...
Yes.
It was based off the book, because I think... Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if this is, like, the original book that kind of, like, repopularized the Elephant Man. But it was The Elephant Man, A Study in Human Dignity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what the whole thing is. That's what the book is. Because the whole thing is just like, because the key theme is just like, he is a human. No matter how. Yeah. Which is like, it's kind of redundant. Cause like, yeah, he's a human. But it's like, really? But even like in our fascination and pity of him.
Yeah, exactly. He's just like, he was just a person. And That's the thing also with, like, any of these freak shows is that it's so wild. And, like, that's... I was spiraling thinking about all the TLC shows, like, My 600-Pound Life. And, like, you can make a case for being like, well, it's nice to see these things on TV because there are lots of people who are actually going through this in real life who don't see themselves on TV. And it's, like, it's some form of representation, or just they get to see that those people also, like, someone is struggling with the same thing that they're struggling with, if they're struggling or if they're happy or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's just, like, our sensationalizing of it.
Like, what you said is true, yeah. But it is the freak show of today.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And even, like, to a lesser extent, like not to... Like, not to call this person a freak, but with their same fascination, like, one of, like, the biggest memes on the internet is Hasbullah.
Yes! Hasbullah's a perfect example.
And it's just, and it, because it's, like, everyone, like, yeah, they're supportive, but, like, they're, it's, like, it's, they're, like, they're laughing at him, but he's making, but that's, it kind of shows you, kind of in a similar way, sorry, let me formulate this thought, because it's actually kind of a, it's actually a really cool facet of the time we live in, of like the digital age and social media and influencers. Remember, like, how we talked about how OnlyFans was like the workers' revolution of sex work, where it's like they get to really profit more than they ever did before. In a way, it's the same thing with like incredibly differently abled people, like with Hasbullah. He's a fucking millionaire, probably.
Yeah. He was, I saw videos of him on a fucking private jet, him and his whole, like, crew or whatever. They were just all on a private jet, and he's so excited.
He's so rich that fuck him. It's that. Yeah, it's like, and, exactly. And like, but, like, 400 years ago, they lock him in a birdcage.
Yeah. This is, when I first got introduced to Hasbullah, I was like, I don't know how to feel or react. And, like, not that he doesn't do stuff that's funny, but sometimes I worry about when people are laughing, because he's like literally doing just a regular thing.
Well, I don't. Or he'll be talking. I first saw him when like they just like had him getting like beefs and fights with like other people that have the same condition.
Yeah,
him. I'm like fuck that.
Oh, with the same condition as him.
Or another example of the modern day. I am. What is the show? This is Shauna Rae. Do you know Shauna Rae?
No.
I love the show. Shauna Rae is this woman who, when she was 8 years old, she had cancer, and she had to do a radical treatment to beat her cancer, and she did beat her cancer, but the treatment left her in the exact same body of an 8-year-old girl. So she's 22 years old. She's a show on TLC. So it's this grown woman in the body of a child. And Kat, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. At one point, because one thing they talk about the show is like her dating life. Because it's like, how's it going to work? It's like, it's tricky. You meet her boyfriend in the show.
Yeah.
And his face isn't blurred. Like, I can't believe, like you walk in and it's like, as like, if me, even if I, if I loved her, like, to be the guy who's like, hi, I'm dating the girl that has an 8-year-old's body.
Yeah.
I love my adult girlfriend. That I love that she is an adult. Like, I would just say every 5 seconds, like, oh, yeah, I love my adult girlfriend who is an adult. But yeah. I thought it'd be really funny if they cut to every time they interview, like, do, like, the talking head, like, they interview the boyfriend, he's, like, his hands in his face. Like, he's, like, covering his, and he has, like, a voice change. He's like, yes, hello, I'm Evan. And he's, like, in the shadows because he won't have his face shown.
That's really rough. Yeah. I mean, obviously, she deserves love. She needs to find her happiness, and everybody has the right to date or whatever.
I know, but like,
that is tricky.
That's tricky.
From an outside perspective, it's tricky.
Yeah.
I'm sure if people didn't know who she, like, didn't, were ignorant of the fact, I'm sure it would look odd in real life.
It would look odd. It would look very odd.
That's very tricky.
Would you leap to her defense if you thought I was a child?
If she looked distressed? I don't know. This but is if such the child hard... looked
into it?
No, I'm not gonna
like
say
I wonder
that.
If like if they just call the cop if like she has to deal with this like 15 times a day when she's on a date with her boyfriend, just like having to defuse police situations.
Yeah, right. Oh my god, now this is what I'm gonna be thinking of. Yeah. See, but it's we're a sensationalizing.
Good show. It's a good show. This is Shauna Rae.
Cool. But, great.
So that's your topic. Good job, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Oh, I haven't heard that in a long time.
I know, it's been a minute. We are back.
Back, baby.
You all pissed out?
Yeah, I'm all empty with piss.
Okay, for my topic, I'm doing a bit of a reclaim to form. Because there's a common misconception with in the Why Steal fandom, as strong as it is. It's happened many times when, like, let's say, like, an episode will be, like, you should check out kite flying and human urinals. And everyone will comment, like, oh, wow, I wonder who did this. Who chose human urinals, Jason? And it's, like, it's never me. It stopped being me after episode 10. It's always been you who have been doing the fucking freaked out fetish bizarre kink porn. And everyone's just like, Jason's doing it again. It's never me.
This is my favorite thing.
Until now. Because I think it's just because from working in Pornhub, I'm so desensitized to it. Like, I exist in a flesh tornado. I feel like a Cenobite from Hellraiser. I'm just like, I've seen, like, there's nothing for me to see. Mm-hmm, until mm-hmm. I was at work and something just really stopped me in my tracks. I was looking through fetish porn for work. And for my topic, I'm doing MPreg. MPreg, which is, if you are not familiar, is male pregnancy. Are you somewhat familiar with MPreg?
I am somewhat familiar with MPreg.
MPreg is wild. Because what stopped me, the video that I saw that stopped me in my tracks, it was called Male Birth. And it was this very bloated man in a bathtub. Mm. And what the video was, it's this man with a big belly in a bathtub pretending to give birth. Like, he's pretending he has contractions, and he's like pushing, and he's pushing out a fake baby. And the video's like 10 minutes long of just him pretending to give birth. And I was mystified. I was like, oh. Like, it felt good. I felt like I was alive again, where I was like, oh, something made me feel bad. I feel disturbed again. And again, YCO is a kink shame friendly environment.
Okay.
Because putting it all in ahead, obviously love and respect, everyone do what you have to do. But it's kind of my philosophy of kink without shame ceases to be kink.
Yes.
And yes. I we talked about this before, but I think, like, a certain amount of outward forces going ew is a part of your kink. So that's why I absolve myself of guilt.
Yes.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think so.
That's a good point, because can you imagine if, like, fucking Hoda and whoever her co-host is now on, like, the Today Show are talking about MPreg?
No, it's like the
all the people who are into MPreg would be like, fucking goodbye.
When the normies sees MPreg, fucking get out of here. It's like because like everyone has something that they know that they feel weird for liking, and that's why they like it. So I'm doing my part to make these people feel weird.
Good job.
Thank you. I wouldn't call myself a hero.
A hero, an ally to the kink community.
I am a hidden ally. So essentially, let me get the proper. Let me see if I can find a proper definition, because it is what you think
it is. Can you spell it for the audience?
Oh yeah, so capital M, then P R E G.
Got it. Like it sounds.
Yeah. So it's the article I'm going to be quoting the most from this is a Jezebel article by Mark Schraber.
Amazing.
It's very good. So in his article, Mark just kind of describes male pregnancy as this. It's like, I'm just reading off his quote. If you're not familiar with MPreg, the conceit is fairly simple. It's an online fantasy world of images and stories exploring male pregnancy. And it's all about men getting impregnated by other men, sometimes by other species, and sometimes, if one is very lucky and also has done something very good in his lifetime, by Harry Styles. or the cast of Teen Wolf, or Doctor Who and Benedict Cumberbatch at the same time. So, while Mpreg itself is not explicitly sexual, and may not be sexual at all for some, descriptions of sex comprise a major part of the art and writing that comes from the Mpreg community. So that's the gist of Mpreg. It's kind of, in a way, it's like a side kink off of Inflation Fetish, in a way. Where
is Inflation Fetish where, okay, I want to guess, is where, like, someone is just very full?
It could be anything. It could be full. It could be full. It could be bloated. It could be, I think there are stuff like you can, like, insert gas or tubes to put air and obviously kind of bloat yourself. But then there's also, fantasy of it where it's, like, it's really popular for, like, inflation porn. It's also, like, tied with, like, bimbo porn where it's, like, the inflation.
Airheads.
Yes. Like, an inflation porn video with, like, a bimbo inflation porn video would be something like this. You're stupid coworker comes in. She's not sexy at all. She's super annoying. She's like, meh, 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 don't fuck me. I don't like you. And then all of a sudden she drinks some weird potion, and then her boobs start to expand and her butt starts to expand and her belly expands, and then her clothes rip and she's like 100 feet tall.
Like the scene from Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, where Aunt Marge just blows up into a balloon.
Very much, exactly. Like that. Similar, or what's the Violet Beauregard from Willy Wonka?
Oh, where she turns into the big bloated blueberry.
I bet that came up. So, male pregnancy, because the key is, because what a lot of the guys do, it's a lot of like beer belly guys will do it a lot, or people that will just like drink a lot of soda, eat a lot of food, and they kind of hold their belly like, oh, I'm so pregnant.
Yeah.
And because, let me see, where should I go next for this topic? Because there it goes wild. There's a couple, here's some like the male pregnancy, some of what I'm going to describe as porn, and I send you images, well, post images as well, because some of it is just like men like to post photoshopped images of pregnant men. So it's like they have like really ripped guys who have like a big, big belly with abs still on it. There's the Harry Styles thing's not a joke. There's so much Mpreg images of Harry Styles pregnant.
I bet it's not a joke.
It's,
if you can think it, you can live it.
let me find the quickest one thing I really like. Because talk about kind of the originator of Mpreg, like who practices it the most. Lot of asexual, not really, maybe like homo romantic, somewhat asexual people kind of have some potential, have some presence in there. But a lot, as always, it's weird fangirls. Because I know, for your people. Because the key audience of Mpreg, it's a lot of gay men, or specifically a lot of women who fantasize about men being together. Because it's a very full relationship with the absence of a female presence. And that's kind of what a lot of fangirls like.
Yeah.
It's like yaoi, I guess. But I like this quote. This quote is
like
by...
Like what?
Like yaoi. It's like a gay boy hentai or manga or anime.
Yeah. I remember you've mentioned this to me before. Yes.
So there's a quote by Dr.
I remember the gay hentai you told me about.
Which I talk about a lot. This quote by Dr. Mark Griffiths on his article Down in the Bumps, A Brief Look at Mpreg. While most sexual fetishes are driven by men, Mpreg enthusiasts are said to include a lot of kinky ladies. It stands for male pregnancy, and this sexy fetish was said to be born from the evolution of gay-themed fan fiction, and fangirls somehow taking it to the next level, as they do.
Amazing. As they do.
As they do. So it's a lot of fan fiction. It's a lot of just photoshops of boys, but these are some porn videos that I found that I'm going to kind of talk about.
Okay.
What I've kind of categorized as, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 subcategories of Mpreg that I've researched and I think I'm coining the terms for them.
Mm-hmm.
There is the romantic Mpreg fetish porn. I feel like this would be for a lot. This would be more gay men. I feel would be into this. Actually, I'm not gonna theorize.
No.
But I will categorize it. There's the romantic, prank porn where it's two men, cuddling in bed, the other one rubbing his belly because they're waiting for their child. It's like I saw a video where a guy took a pregnancy test and he informs his partner that we're pregnant. Then they kiss and they cuddle together. So there's the romantic.
Beautiful.
This next one's my favorite.
Okay.
It's my favorite, so I'm gonna save it because
second.
Then the second is just like the visual pregnant man. So it's a bloated belly. The man is pregnant and he is uncomfortable. It's just like them posing and it's just with his big belly holding his stomach in ways that indicate they're pregnant.
His maternity shoot. Yeah.
Maternity shoot. Exactly. Then there's male birth, which is like similar to what I was saying with the man in the bathtub, where it's men with their... I'm going to send you a video now, Kat, because I want to see your reaction. I'm sending you the Pornhub, the porn video, pregnant man with hairy belly in labor.
Oh, so I'm legit going to click a link?
Yes, if you don't mind. I just want to see, because what this video is, what this guy does...
No, Jason, what website is this? I've never been on this website.
So, male birth videos, with this video I'm sending you, it's a video of a man who does insane muscle flexing with his body. So he's like simulates contractions with his gut.
Yeah.
And like his body like waves like an angry sea. Are you seeing the video?
No, I was waiting for... I didn't want to be reacting while you...
Oh, okay. So... Are you seeing it?
I started. I have to wait for this ad to finish.
Oh. Okay. So I'm showing Kat the video. It's a man who's by himself.
That was animated anal. Ew, how do you do that?
I know. You see him, like, him just body doing the wave?
I would be farting.
I know. So the video is this guy you just see his stomach and like he's flexing his muscles in a way. So it's like his body, his muscles are all flexed. So it looks like a baby's coming out of him.
Oh, God.
So
bro, that's... if he makes money off of this, like, good for you. Do you want to know
how many views that... Oh, I will say, how many views does that have?
9,300 views.
He's not making any money off that.
No, 83% thumbs up.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. So that's like an idea of like the pregnant contraction kind of fetish.
This video is so long of just this.
I know. He's just doing it forever. That's so... Are you ready for the next video? This one I will not send you a link. I'm just going to describe it.
Oh.
So another form of M-preg fetish porn.
Did you hear how disappointed I
was? I was. I was just disappointed in your disappointment.
Okay, yeah. Another kind?
Egg laying.
Oh, no.
So this is typically like, this is like an extent off like insertion or like insertion fetish. So like the role play would be like a man gets abducted by aliens and the aliens go like, and they impregnate him.
Yeah.
And then, so with the practical side of it, men shove these weird things up their butt, like weird like alien toys or just eggs. Crystals. Or even fruit. Just weird, like, eggs-looking alien things. And then they rub their belly, like, oh, no, I think something's wrong. And then they shit out, like, a weird alien egg. And they go, like, oh, my God, what did I do? What did I eat last night? Waka waka. But, yeah, so, like, they shove alien eggs up their butt and then birth them out.
I love humanity. It's amazing. We're
consistently the best.
Yeah.
Contractions, like I said before, where it's literally just men pretending to be in pain, which I think that has to be women, I think, like that want to watch that. They will literally just do, there's some, I guess this could be BDSM, men will actually put on, you know, like that device that simulates contractions in men, they will literally just put that on.
The TENS machine?
Yep.
It's I do watch that. That's very funny.
Yeah, like fat men, but it's like fat men specifically with big bellies and are shirtless.
Yeah.
And probably jerking off. Actually, no, I take that back. Often not jerking off, sometimes.
Yeah, don't sully M-Preg, Jason. Jesus fucking Christ.
In M-Preg, obviously, there's a lot of like, it's a big thing for trans men in... Where it's literally just like, I think it's a big presence, just trans men, like, just being actually pregnant. Because there is pregnant porn, which I've always found icky.
Yeah.
But that's aside. But But so they're literally just like regular pregnant porn, but specifically with trans men. That's another thing. But
yeah,
ready for my favorite one?
Yes.
I'm going to send you this video so you can watch it on your free time. There's no sex in it. It's the mean kind of mpreg porn where my favorite video ever is titled.
Of course it's your favorite.
It's my fucking favorite.
The mean one.
Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Every day you tell me so much more about yourself.
Are you ready for the title?
Yes.
Cheating husband gets pregnant. So the video is it's like an extension of it's because what if an mpreg? It's a great unifying stitching fetish where it's, you can tie multiple things together.
Mm.
So what I like about this one, it's like a femdom, male humiliation. Mm. Female domination fetish where it's the woman is mocking and is mean to the pregnant husband.
Amazing.
So there's this video, it's like this guy, he's like very much a dad bod, so he's kind of only just showing a little bit, he's showing.
Mm-hmm.
And he confesses to his wife that he had that he cheated on her and that he's pregnant. And then so the whole Amazing. Video is literally it's 10 minutes of this guy walking around the house complaining about being pregnant. Like, he's literally just going like, oh, my feet are so swollen. I have hemorrhoids. My back hurts. My nipples are so sore. And the wife talking mad shit about him. And, like, the wife just follows him around just going like, oh, does it hurt? Get it together. I don't care. It's not that bad.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Literally just like, and the husband's like, no, babe, please stop. Please be nice to me. And she's just like, no. How about you just deal with it, okay? It's like, it's not that bad. And
yeah.
It's just him dealing with, like, the trials and tribulations of being a pregnant man in this age.
Amazing.
I love it. So I think that's it for the porn side of it. one thing I find funny, and I'm going to talk about mpreg in pop culture. There's,
Amazing.
Like, more than you think. Of
yeah.
Granted, a lot of it is done through a lot of sci-fi, early science fiction specifically.
Oh.
Star Trek has done it, like, 3 times.
Whoa.
Star Trek, early Star Trek fan fiction is, like, people have been writing fan fiction forever. There is, like, fanfic of, like, pregnant Kirk a lot.
By whom?
Just by randos. Just random people.
Randos.
One of my favorite movies ever when I was a kid, probably not that good now, was a sci-fi movie Behind Enemy Lines. No, Enemy Mines?
Okay.
Enemy Mines. Let me see. Enemy Mine? Let me see here.
Because I was like, Behind Enemy Lines is
Enemy Mine. Enemy Mine. Okay. I believe it's Dennis Quaid and Louis Gossett Sr. Yes, it's Dennis Quaid and Louis Gossett Sr. It's a sci-fi movie where humans and aliens are at war, and these two fighter pilots, they shoot each other down, and like the male, the human and the alien, and they live on a planet together for the rest of their lives because they're stranded. And then the male alien, the alien, men give birth on their planet, and they produce asexually. Mm. So then it's like the alien is like this pregnant man, and then Dennis Quaid raises the alien son.
Aww.
Yeah.
Cute.
The Billy Crystal did a movie called Rabbit Test, where he plays a man that got pregnant. It's a comedy film, but the world's first pregnant man, starring Billy Crystal, and it was written by Joan Rivers, and directed by Joan Rivers. Cool.
What the fuck?
And then, of course, I forgot about this movie entirely. Arnold Schwarzenegger's, written by Ivan Reitman Jr., where Arnold Schwarzenegger gets pregnant. Futurama did it in episode where, I forget the episode name, where Kif gets pregnant by Leela and he gives birth.
Yeah.
Fairly Odd Parents. I stopped watching the show before this happened, but did you watch all of Fairly Odd Parents?
No, not all.
Near the end of the seasons, Wanda and Cosmo have a kid. They have a baby. And I think the baby's called Puff or something. And in Fairy World, the men give birth. So there was a season of the show, Fairly Odd Parents, where Cosmo was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave birth to Puff.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think I do remember this.
It's always been right. It's been in our media a lot.
Do you know what my most recent reference for mpreg, like in media?
What?
In the latest season of Big Mouth.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the hormone monster that Nick Kroll plays gets pregnant by the hormone monster that Maya Rudolph plays.
Oh, I'm into it. That actually is very fetish.
It's very, yeah.
Why do they? It's weird how they made the Maya Rudolph one kind of hot, but then the Nick Kroll one just like a weird, like, you know, like you can't, like, no matter what in any show, like the girl has to be kind of girl monster has to be hot.
Yeah.
She's,
honestly, you just slap eyelashes on her and then she's hot.
She has big tits and hips. Anyway, Kat.
He does.
I'm going to send you some pictures of male pregnant men. We'll post these on our Instagram. This is by the guy I'm sharing. His name is Lyric, and he is kind of the... I think they identify as he, but maybe I'll say they just to be safe. They are kind of like the leader of the MPreg community. There's like the core...
Whoa.
The core message board of MPreg is... Let me see here. MPreg Central. And it's moderated by this person... And it's moderated by this person named Lyric. And this is what Lyric likes. Lyric just likes a lot of Photoshop and art of fake pregnant men. So I'm linking you his Tumblr now.
His Tumblr. While you're linking those things to me, have you... This is a topic I've also considered like doing on the show. Have you heard of the Omegaverse?
No.
Okay. Then leave it at that. I will maybe talk to you about it.
Okay.
Later.
I will not Google it.
Don't Google it.
I'll leave it at that.
But MPreg is kind of very much in that vein, because I think there are some maybe stories, lots of fan fiction. It's mostly, I think, exists in fan fiction, but that's something I have to like look into. But I think there might be some MPreg in the Omegaverse too. I haven't found those personally, but I'll get back to you. So don't Google it.
Okay.
Just wait at a later date, okay?
Oh, sorry. I just found a quick Reddit post. The Reddit post is, I've spent an ungodly amount of time trying to figure out the mystery of the 1,500 pictures of pregnant Harry Styles. I'm going to send you one.
I wonder if Harry Styles knows.
Oh, yeah, but he's probably just a little douche about it. He's too inclusive.
I don't know. Some people have lines.
Maybe that's one of them. He would. Oh my god! No, he would. He would retweet this and be like, "Oh my god, it's an honor. Thank you. Shut up."
You know how like girls go to his concert and then they hold up signs for him to read and for him to comment on. I wonder if ever one of them like held up an MPreg Harry Styles. Oh, some of these are crazy.
You're looking at the pictures?
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures.
Yeah, so I'm showing Kat a picture. Kat, pick one and explain it to me.
This one guy looks like he's just the letter S. Like his stomach, his head and shoulders are one way. His stomach goes out the other way. And then his butt also goes out the other way.
Oh, to see if the headband? Oh my God. Yeah. Like the.
Yeah, the headband. This one top corner where his one nipple is peeking out. That's barely a pregnant belly. Get out of here.
Call I know. That one's kind of shitty.
Pregnant.
Oh, but the one on the very left, the surfer guy, he's just barely, he has a baby bump.
He has nothing. Get out of here, you poser. I want my men 9 months or nothing.
It's actually very, hold on. This is very, oh God, Lyric OnlyFans. What the fuck?
Some of these are so.
Yeah, these are very timid. Hold on. I think I might have sent you a fake Lyric. Hold on.
No, I'm going into... this is not even lyrics?
Oh, okay, I found a better one. I found a better one for you.
This guy's one belly. He's holding a basketball beside him for scale.
Yeah. Okay, disregard that Tumblr. Look at this one. This is the good one.
Okay, delete. Close this Tumblr.
Yeah, this is the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, not a diagram of how a baby would come out of his penis.
Oh, my God. Oh, not a guy, not a... Even if you're a man, you can't smoke while you're pregnant.
Ugh. Irresponsible.
Okay.
Oh my god, these are so funny.
Okay. Well, we're now in dead air.
I know, I'm just staring at them. They're so funny.
Okay, we can edit around there. But I think, so we're going to post, we're going to post a lot of photos of some hot pregnant men, I think.
Yeah. Are you going to post one of yourself?
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. I'm actually kind of up there.
No, I just mean like, half of these guys are literally just pushing out their belly and calling it like MPreg.
Oh my god!
They have even abs.
I literally do that.
Half of these guys have abs.
Maybe I will if I can.
Yeah, you do that.
Yes, I'll actually save because I do get. Come nighttime, I do get quite bloated. Not to brag.
Ladies.
but I think I'm gonna leave it at that, Catchy. That is my topic: male pregnancy, MPreg.
Wow, Jason. When you said you were taking back this title, I did not think you were going to do it with such vigor.
I needed it back because it was too much of just like you. I'm just like, you were the pervert. It was always you.
Oh.
Because eventually, once I was I started doing extreme ironing. Once I did that, I was like, all right, I'll do non-fetish stuff, and then it's all just you, just going like, it's just like this is sounding. This, you should check out people shitting in each other's mouths and brushing their teeth.
Did you say sounding?
Yeah, sound. You know what sounding is?
No, is that for a different time?
No, I wouldn't do a full topic. It's just like urethral insertion.
That's what that's called?
Yeah, sounding. I don't know why.
Why would that be called that?
I don't know.
It makes a little sound. It goes, ooh.
I make a sound. I go, ah!
Okay, well, you've taken back the title. Here is your crown, king.
Thank you. I'm going to put it on my Seymour.
Oh my God, has he been there that whole time?
No, he's been in and out, but mostly. Seymour, say hi.
Oh.
I feel good. Honestly, that was rusty at the beginning. It's been a minute, but now we're back. We're back in the motion.
Yeah. You just need to shake it off a little bit, and then we're good. It's like no time had passed.
Exactly. We're now back in it. And if you have stuck around, if you listened to us before and you came back, hello, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated. I also loved in like the time that we were off, some people being like, when will you come back? Jason, didn't you have a friend?
I do.
Who has a friend who asked when you would come back?
It was the big ego boost of a friend of a friend of like a friend was like, hey, yeah. You know, like, is Jason Hull going to do that podcast again? And he's going to do it without Kat, right? No, we had a friend of a friend asked about the podcast, and that was cool.
Yeah, that was very cool. Jason sent me a screenshot and everything, and I showed everybody in my vicinity.
That makes feel really good. And I'm so happy to see your face again, Kat. I love you so much.
I love you so much. I was going to say, don't pretend you hate me because you called me one of your best friends in the world, and I'm never going to let you live that down. Of course. You've said it. You're stuck, baby.
So yeah, you should check out Is Back. I'm going to do a bit of plugs. I'm not going to plug shows because I plug shows in the intro. But you can please follow me on my Instagram so you can see more of my dates there. I kind of post some stuff and get more idea about what I do and more idea about locations where I do comedy. Follow me at Bruddahoole on Instagram. That's BRUDDAHOULE, Bruddahoole. And Catherine, where can they find you?
They can find me on any social media at It's Catherine Ram. And also, going forward, please do not hack us. Hack Jason.
I don't even know what that was. I lost Instagram for a little bit, but well, I lost mine. I don't know. I don't even know what that was. I get so much sex bot. The sex bots ran wild, and a couple times some Asian model were trying to catfish me. It was very
no, Jason. Those are real.
I would kill myself.
Message them back.
Don't you ever say that to me again. Do you have any idea how upset I would be?
Okay, give us 5 stars.
And follow the podcast, at YCO Podcast on Instagram as well. Rate us 5 stars.
Leave comments.
Leave comments. Tell your friends, please, before I end it all. Because Suchi was not real! Was real!
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.